there are two types of days. There are Sarajevo days, when I'm at home, and the travel days. When we are traveling, it's usually you start in the morning, arrive somewhere 2-3 hours later. There's usually lunch that's organized. There's two visits to a company, with a company of some sort, a couple of companies, maybe a non-profit organization. And then we walk the city, go into a couple of museums. There's always, or see some significant parts or elements of the city, structures, monuments, meeting places. There's some media event where we actually talk to media. And that's about it. And then there's a town hall meeting, about two to three hours. There's a dinner afterwards, and then we arrive back to Sarajevo around midnight. So we start at 7 a.m., goes to midnight. Sarajevo days are different. They usually start at 8, with an average 10 to 16 meetings with various people who can do certain things. Occasionally there is a media event, occasionally there is a reception at night, embassy or something of some kind. So the day, actually work day, stops around 8 p.m. Starts at 8 a.m., stops at 8 p.m. There's usually a dinner, business dinner, to 9:30. And it's usually about a couple of more meetings. Now this time with friends who work and they like to talk about politics, which ends around midnight, and then I go home at night. I go home, I check my emails, then I sit down, and I, about 2 o'clock, 2:30, I go to sleep, and about 6 I get, 6-7, depending on the first meeting, 6-7, get up. So that's, those are the Sarajevo days.
As things start to pick up in general, I mean, what is there growing excitement within your campaign, the folks that you've surrounded yourself with, and from yourself as well?
I think so. I noticed that the last team meeting, and we always have a weekly team meetings, and I noticed that this last meeting, when it was done from 6 to 8 p.m., nobody wanted to go home. They wanted to continue. And that was because we started talking about the main concepts, the idea. So there was one new volunteer who joined us who had some interesting ideas. And also what's happening is that people are noticing us more and more. We're more in the news. There are more people who have heard of us. There's a sense of that something is different and changing. And so there is this sort of sense of confidence building in the team, on the part of the team or the team itself. So I think we are getting into our own, sort of that we are being recognized as somebody with a different message. Our message is not crystal yet. It's not crystal clear. It's not still focused, it's not sharp, but it is getting there. We are seeing our differentiation from everybody else, and we are seeing a lot of respect from major players who are actually, some of them, inviting us for a conversation of some kind. So I think the sense of confidence is building up. We enjoy the role of a big underdog. We enjoy the role of underfunded volunteer movement, volunteer-driven movement that is trying to change people rather than gain power. And so people like that. They like the fact that we have not been part of the problem thus far, and that we are offering something new and fresh. And people are actually proud of being part of this. And the biggest battle right now for us is the balance. There's this new thing, new approach, and there's the old approach that worked. thus far, and people were winning elections by playing on nationalism and fear, aggressive statements, divisive or divisive statements, attacking others. And they are, there's the part of the team that lived through all of those now, but not all, but some of those campaigns until now, are pushing us to do that, to be more aggressive, to say more things. So we are very careful. We don't want to offend. We basically just promote ideas rather than talk about people and their shortcomings. And there's the other part of the team that likes and loves where we are, and basically they're saying, no, we are beyond that, we are above that. We, why don't we just be who we are, because obviously it worked thus far. That is going to be an interesting interplay, because I know that come September, there will be more attacks. There will be some more than interesting statements made, designed for effect, to which we will have to respond. We were trying to actually set the tone and lead the conversation by defining issues as opposed to reacting to what others have done or events. However, it is clear that that cannot go forever. The opponents are well versed in the business of elections, and they know what worked thus far, and they're going to do everything they can to win again. And they have to find something that will derail our path, and we'll have to be responsive. So I fully expect that come September we will be more and more aggressive. We will have to address some people, some statements, some issues. And I expect by October 5th or 6th, when the silence starts, we will in many ways look like them, except that I'll try to talk about the issues and our future rather than past. But we will have to defend ourselves, because they will bring things to the surface that never happened, but they will have witnesses, and they will use nationalism and fear, and we cannot just say it doesn't matter. If somebody said Bosnia doesn't exist, then if I say nothing, people say, oh, see, how would he defend Bosnia if he's in the presidency? You have to issue a statement. Basically, that means you're playing on their turf according to their rules, and they're driving and we're not. So it is going to be interesting. It is going to change, morph into something that's not, and we don't want to, but such is life. We are trying to delay that as much as we can, even though even within our team there are people who are used to the old, and they are trying to get us into that space. Interesting. But what I like about us is that we are very young, except for the candidate, as I mentioned earlier so many times. The people on the team are young, they are learning. They love what they're doing, but they also pay the price for inexperience. But we make up that, and probably even more, on energy and enthusiasm and novelty of ideas. And this just wonderful inexperience that brings energy with it. So I think we'll be fine.
When the phrase, it is what it is, it's a reality you're going to have to deal with. So, I mean, you just got to take it in stride, deal with it when you have to deal with it, and do what you want to do prior getting there.
Right. There's a rhyme and reason to politics. There's rhyme and reason to elections. And I'm proud of the fact that we have set our goal and path that has more integrity and is straightforward, open, honest than what we have seen in the past. But you also understand that not everybody is prepared for that message. Not everybody is understands the message properly. Our message, simply because they have not seen it before, and they are not trained to understand what it is. They may misinterpret it as a weakness, and we don't want that. So I tell everybody, I'm sort of idealistic, naive candidate, and I'll run that course as far as I can. It's willing, it's intentional. However, there are times where I will have to do what needs to be done to basically show the strong arm and strong hand and strong will and readiness to fight whoever. I need to fight for the, not for the position, but for the future of Bosnia. So the realism of it is real. The a lot of people are uneducated, influenced, led to believe certain things by manipulation, sometimes sheer purchase of their opinions and vote simply because a lot of people get gifts from major parties a day before the elections. And so some of them sell their votes for $20, $30, $50. And before the election, before it closes, the polling places close. Last year, votes went here for 500 KMs, which is about $300 to $400. It's business. And for some people who receive monthly payments, monthly pension is, let's say, $200, $250. Getting $400 is not a, it's good money.